All right, good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. Time of the day where we take a look at market activity. And what do we got? Corn down, beans up. Well, let's figure it out here. Bill Moore, Price Feature Group, joins us. Bill, we did this last week, quite a few days. Corn down, beans up, wheat down. What kind of a dynamics are moving the markets here on this midweek day?
It's been a couple things going on this week worthy of note. One thing is it's been kind of a macro week because we've had a couple major numbers from the government that have got the market's attention. The Fed's embarking on this program of controlling inflation by ratcheting up the interest rates, hopefully not to the point where they push us into recession. And so any of these economic numbers are key to all the markets right now. So and one such number that's kind of a report card on the Fed every month is the CPI, Consumer Price Index, which shows what the inflation is month to month. And that number was high, but lower than they expected, 7.1%. They were expecting 7.3% for the last month, and the previous month they got 7.7%. So even though that's a high number, it's much higher than the 9.5% number we had in the middle of the year. The market interpreted that in a positive way, that what the Fed's doing is slowly but surely working to control inflation. Maybe we've seen the highs of inflation. And the stock market was off to the races on that number yesterday. When they first came out, they jumped it over 1,000 points. The Dow wasn't open at 7:30, but the futures were, and the Dow futures went up hard. And then they're back and forth during the day in a roller coaster type action, and eventually closing pretty close to unchanged. Maybe they overdid it. Maybe anticipated this number earlier on in the Dow, and the grains kind of followed suit. They were up hard early, and then they sold off. And then today we had a number that's going to come out. There will be the interest rate increase that the Fed is putting through, and it's going to be probably 0.5%. That's the consensus. The last 4 months has been 0.75% each and every month. So that would be a step in the right direction. But the market's still a little anxious about this number that comes out right at the tail end of the grain trading. And so I think it's a little subdued because of that, anticipating that number. So those are the macro issues. As far as the grain's own fundamentals, I think you got to look at Argentina as a pretty big deal right now. I know everybody's talking about, Brazil's going to be a record crop, but what about Argentina? Not so much. They're pretty hot and dry, and as we get to the end of December, they're still that way. And if you look at the chart of the beans, let's say over the last 2 months, it's been kind of a steady up, back and fill upside move that's seen the market rally $1.30 since early October, mostly because of the condition in South America. And we're looking at a pretty good price here, almost $15. The fact is that they've dialed in a pretty good crop. I mean, they're talking record for Brazil, but then you take away Argentina. If Argentina's not so hot, it's too hot actually. If it's not such a high production, and that'll take the top off just the whole South American production, and that would be something kind of friendly to the market. So I think that's a main fundamental going into January, particularly for soys, more for soys than the corn out the Argentine bean crop. In addition, you can't ignore the fact that the U.S. dollar is absolutely plummeted, which is really good news for the grains. I mean, it couldn't be better news. Back in, looks like early October, we were looking at the March dollar, 114, almost 115, and now we're at 103. It's dropped almost 1,200 points, almost 10%, and it's just what the doctor ordered. We have not been competitive with South America and Ukraine export-wise. That's been a real thorn in the grain side for a long time, particularly corn. And now if the dollar continues to come down, then eventually we're going to get where we can compete with those two countries, and the exports will get better. So that's another big factor pushing particularly the soy's higher today. The corn, it had a pretty good rally. I think it corrected a little bit today. The wheat has been under pressure because the Ukraine reopening has really hurt the wheat market and Russia's record crop as well.
This is, we get so many mixed signals from the Ukraine war, but the bottom line is we got short and the grains, we're short in the vegetable oil market. We should be short of food much of 2023. Ag commodities should be higher. But what do you think, Bill?
Yeah, there's so many balls in the air. I mean, it's just, it doesn't trade in a vacuum. I mean, it's not just supply and demand. I mean, you're looking at the dollar and you're looking at the stock market and what's going to happen in this dealing with Russia. You Russia and Ukraine war and, what if the economy, hopefully not, but what if we go in a bad recession? That's not going to be good for the markets. I don't think it's going to happen the way the stock market's been acting. It feels like the worst of inflation's over with, but you never know. And then, when, you know, Argentina, I mean, if Argentina really gets bad, then they got too much downside built into these grains. And just being a record crop, it's not going to happen. In South America. So U.S. dollar coming falling out of bed. That's a good thing. There's so many factors. It's a hard call right now going forward. But the Argentine thing is, and the U.S. dollar is driving, I think, the soy for today. And those are two positive factors going forward.
All right. As we move over to the livestock. Well, before we do that, let's go to the wheat. A whole lot of exciting trade going. Are we in the holiday doldrums? Or again, your thoughts, Bill?
Yeah, yeah. You know, December. I've been doing this a long time, and December. And you too, Mick. December. You know, is the worst month of the year for trading. A lot of people have already closed their books. People are taking off. You know, here it is, mid-December. A lot of people aren't going to work the last 2 weeks. This is the epitome of holiday chop. You know, between now and the end of the month. So. Got two holidays in there and days off and this and that. And, yeah, so that's just – it's going to be light, choppy holiday trade for darn sure.
Okay. Over on the Merck side, livestock futures all down today, it looks like. What's, again, the dynamics there?
Well, they had rallied off this big storm, went through the country here in the last couple of days and in the plains. And when it was hitting in the plains, I think the market – it rallied the market, but now it's moved on east. I think that, you know, it's taking the steam out of the rally a little bit. I know the cattle, looking at the chart of FIP cattle, it's been a thing of beauty for the last 4 days. Went from 152, high 152s to almost the contract highs yesterday, which were right around the 157 level. Cattle's in pretty good, fundamentally pretty good shape. I mean, it's the demand is good for the consumer. We got holiday demand still going on. With Christmas and New Year's right ahead of us. And they are calling for lesser production the first two quarters of 2023 for the cattle. So with that storm going through, that's pushed them up to the highs. But not so sanguine a picture for the hog market, down 110 today. If you look at the chart of Feb hogs, it's not a nice-looking chart at all. The market has really fell out of bed in the last 2 weeks. Even going back to early December, we had the hog market within a dollar or so of the contract highs, and it completely pulled the plug on the thing. It went from 92 down to 83, and it's close to 83 today. I think the problem is the exports from China, you know, have almost totally shut off. I mean, a year or so back was really driving the hog market, not so much now. The weights are a little heavy going in the first year, and for some reason the domestic demand for pork is not what it is for beef. So a tale of two cities, the cattle right off their contract highs and the hog market trading about $10 off their highs right now.
Gotcha. All right. Always challenging, never easy, and it's big money. So how do producers get a hold of you to talk about marketing, Bill?
Yeah, I love the markets. You know, I spent a lot of time on the farm when I was growing up and kind of got started. I didn't unwittingly knew that was shaping my career. But, yeah, you can call me at 630-947-5176. WMoore@PriceGroup.com. Check out my newsletter, AgMaster, www.PriceGroup.com. The company website. Look at the bios of myself. Been at it since the 70s and love to talk to you.
Gotcha. All right, Bill, we'll talk to you next week ahead of Christmas. Have a great rest of the week and weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, Mick. You do as well, young man.
All righty. Talk to you later. All right, coming up on the bottom of the hour, we are going to pick the brains of Mike Krueger. What are his thoughts on the world of agriculture? All that straight ahead on Farm Talk in the North Dakota Corn Council studio.